The news media and liberals frequently make the claim that after all this time in office, President Trump has made good on very few of his campaign promises. That's partially true, but only due to the lack of accomplishment by Congress. The full view does actually show significant accomplishment when it comes to getting excessive regulations off of people and industries. My next guest joins us to discuss a report recently featured at Forbes.com called Red Tape in Retreat that he co-authored, which details what this regulation erasing involved and resolved. He is a research professor at George Washington University's Regulatory Studies Center, Professor Brian Mannix. Thanks for being here today, Professor.
Good morning, Chris.
And I've linked to the article over at our website, so you can read it and get a better understanding of what too many in the media are trying to get you to ignore. Well, when we say, I mean, it's a generic term, regulation burden, but just as an overview, how redundant, burdensome, costly was the state of regulations in America going into the out of the Obama into the Trump administration?
Well, I mean, if you talk to an employer, they would say it's just very difficult to hire people. There's so many regulations to comply with, or to market a product, bring a new technology to market. I think economists generally agree that the total burden of regulation is large. There's no easy way to measure it because it doesn't pass through a budget. But there's a lot of agencies, a lot of rules. They're constantly changing, and it's difficult for businesses to deal with. When you look at them one by one, they may look reasonable one at a time. When you add them all up, it's clearly excessive.
And you know, typically the cost of a regulation isn't seen until after. You can have all the estimates you want in the world, but until when and if it's finally installed, do we know what the cost is? I think one estimate I saw was if you tallied the cost of, and this was back in the Obama administration toward the end, if you tallied the cost of every regulation and divided among an equal share per person in America, each person would have to pony up $13,000.
Yeah, and that's a plausible estimate, but it's hard to pin down because the cost takes so many forms. As I said, it's not like you have a budget where you can look at, you know, how big the checks are that somebody's writing. The costs sometimes take the form of businesses having to spend money or households. Sometimes it's people losing jobs. Sometimes it's people losing opportunities or health care. And so it's not easy to add it all up, but it is in that range, I think.
It's do regulations equal lower wages?
Well, sometimes it takes the form of lower wages, yes. Businesses have to, when they hire somebody, they have to comply with an awful lot of things. They have to hire extra people to do the administrative work required to comply with regulations. And so sometimes it gets passed through in the form of lower wages. Sometimes it gets passed through to consumers in the form of higher prices. And sometimes it gets passed through to stockholders in the form of lower profits. And that affects people's pension plans and their insurance rates. And so it sneaks into the prices throughout the economy in ways you can't always observe.
Now, as I mentioned in the article, which you co-authored with Professor Susan Dudley, Red Tape in Retreat, and obviously the president's been now in office for 10 going on 11 months. How big of a retreat have we seen so far?
Well, I mean, you mentioned what the state of regulations was at the end of the Obama administration, and it hasn't changed very much since then because the regulations on the books are still there. The progress that President Trump has made has been first stopping the presses because they were running full speed printing more regulations towards the end of the Obama administration, and he immediately stopped that on day one. And then he worked with Congress to use the Congressional Review Act to disapprove of regulations that had been adopted in the last 6 or 7 months of the Obama administration. And for the most part, that mechanism can't reach back much further than that. So now what he's got ahead of him, he's set up a process, put the agencies on a budget of sorts, asked them to figure out which regulations to rescind. But that's a long, slow process. The agencies are not entirely cooperating. And in the end, when he gets to final decisions on those rules, he's going to face a lot of litigation. And it's hard to know how that'll turn out. So there's still a lot of work to be done to really change it.
And didn't President Trump also issue the edict, for every one regulation you want to add, you have to eliminate two?
That's true, but it's hard to know exactly how to count regulations. You know, they can be sliced thinner or thicker, like cheese. So it's not clear that that'll be a binding constraint. What's probably more important is that he said in his first year that he wanted no net increase in the cost of regulation, and the agencies have been trying to comply with that. And then in future years, he's directed them to actually cut the total burden of regulation. So they're actually, I was just talking to some economists at the Department of Transportation yesterday. They're trying to figure out how to account for the costs, how to add them up, and make sure that they're reducing costs.
With Professor Brian Mannix, who is the research professor at George Washington University's Regulatory Studies Center, about an article he co-authored, Red Tape in Retreat, which is found over at Forbes.com. We have a link over at our website directly to the article as well. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Isn't it true that the organization, the government department in charge of overseeing regulations, is now on its way to become one of the least, most understaffed departments in federal government?
That's been happening for several years. It started, the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs really first started reviewing regulations in the Reagan administration, and it has been slowly declining in staff level since then, even as the number of regulations has been increasing since then. So, they've got a lot of work to do. The administrator of that office, Naomi Rao, is a very competent person, an administrative lawyer. But, you know, when you actually sit down and read the number of regulations covering every topic under the sun, it's an enormous job, and she needs a competent staff to do that. And I think it would be a good idea to add more people there.
Without a doubt, too. And it's got to be challenging, frustrating, disappointing for especially industries and businesses. I'm thinking maybe pharma industry in particular, just to get a new treatment approved by the FDA, just as one example, because so many businesses have to spend excessive time lobbying and excessive money in the cost of lobbying versus investing time and money in their own businesses, thanks to this overregulation.
That's true. One of the things that excessive regulation does, in addition to imposing costs, is directs everybody's attention, everybody's energy to Washington rather than the marketplace, trying to satisfy the regulators rather than consumers. And that's a type of cost that's hard to measure, but it's substantial.
And it's easy to put pen to paper or delete something on a computer, but this, as far as regulations in federal government, this is a decades old, maybe if you want to go back maybe in one technical sense or another, a century old tradition really in government. So it's not really a matter of changing what's read on any specific department. It's really trying to redirect the whole administrative state, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, the procedure you have to follow in most cases is based on a law, the Administrative Procedure Act of 1946, and you have to, whether you're making a new regulation or repealing one, you have to go through a public notice and comment. You have to explain what you're doing and why, do some analysis, consider alternatives, make a final decision, and then face the litigation that these days is almost automatic. So it's a slow process.
Yeah, if you want something easier to do, try firing someone at the VA, maybe.
Yeah, we've seen how that turned out.
But be that as it may, at least, you know, you can look for trends, and hopefully trends going in the right direction. And so far, it appears that the Trump administration, as far as regulations are concerned on the federal level, I mean, you can still find stories where in Tennessee you have to go through 300 hours of training that you have to pay the state for just to wash hair in a salon. So the regulation the burden doesn't just come from national and federal, it becomes state and local as well. But maybe this will be a change of the tide, and red tape and retreat is what Professor Brian Mannix, along with an article co-authored by Professor Susan Dudley, have pointed out. You can learn more. See the article at Forbes.com. We've linked to it directly at our website as well. Professor Mannix, thanks for being here today.
Thanks very much, Chris.